Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is Dr. Laura Murillo. I'm president and CEO of the Houston Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. We want to thank you for joining us today. And as always, we enjoy all of our guests learning a little bit more about what they have on the agenda. So with us today, representing the area of Fort Bend is their superintendent. She is Dr. Christy Whitbeck. Welcome.
Thank you. Glad to be with you today.
Absolutely. We always enjoy visiting with you and just love so many of our members and friends out in that Fort Bend area. It's such a beautiful part of our region. So thanks for joining us. And of course, you know, welcome and tell us what's on your mind.
We have lots of wheels turning, literally, not just on the buses, but we've had a wonderful launch with our leaders. We've had welcoming about 600 new teachers. So we're excited and we think it's going to be an amazing year.
Well, we are very excited for you and all the students and all the folks that are involved to making sure, as you said, that everything moves quickly and promptly and in a way that's welcoming. Certainly a big concern for many parents is safety. What can you tell us about some of the things you're implementing in your district to protect and make sure that it's safe?
Well, and I really like the way you use the word implementing because, first of all, Fort Bend ISD has had safety measures in place above and beyond for years, and we will continue to do so. We spend $184 per student on safety, and that's one of the highest in the state. And there's a lot of ways that that is manifested. So we have officers at our middle schools and high schools. We have officers at each feeder pattern for elementary that are patrolling those areas. But we also have just trained officers in active shooter drills. We have rhino wear door locks, vestibules, many, many things that have been traditional here for several years now. But implementation is always
in constant rehearsal mode, if you will.
Correct. And as a matter of fact, this year we're pushing up so that within the first week of school, our students will have experienced 10 drill. I mean, excuse me, the first 10 days of school, they will have experienced 4 different drills. So that we have just started off right from the beginning ingraining that in them. But yeah. Our Board of Trustees just approved fencing for all elementary schools. And so that'll be an addition. And then we are piloting some weapon detection sensor software that we will use in our stadiums. Now, the technology is new on these things. And so, but we are going to do that and our board approved that as well. So we're kind of staying with strong implementation of what we have and making sure people follow what we're supposed to do, and then also looking always for what new ways are out there to be innovative.
Stay at the forefront of that. Well, let's talk a little bit about the walk and talk tours. What have you experienced as a result of that?
Well, coming on board last October, between October and May, I was in all 82 schools. I had not just a breeze in, but literally in classrooms, looking at kids, seeing what they're working on, talking to teachers, looking at our cafeteria workers and thanking them, our custodians, and then having one-on-one visits with every principal that was very valuable. And I thanked them for their candid conversation, their honest feedback. That led to us having a thought exchange process with all of our teachers where they were able to answer questions and then feed off of each other, giving more feedback. And we ended up with like 3,800 comments. And we used those to help launch this year and prioritize what we needed to do. And we heard loud and clear what some of those things were.
Well, so, feedback is so important, especially for a school district the size that you are managing and running. So first year impression for you has been what?
Absolutely love the people. You know, I was deputy here for 4 years in 2013 to 17. And if not for the people, I wouldn't even have considered coming back. They are the backbone of amazing employees. But it's really all about the kids. My joy comes from being at all these games and seeing the plays and actually celebrating so much success with our students. We've had a lot of state championships in fine arts and in athletics and going to playoff games and just having conversations with students. That I think I have my principal in me from being a principal all those years. And so I truly love that. That's what brings me joy and kind of keeps me grounded and reminds me that we have to keep the main thing the main thing. And so this year in Fort Bend, you're going to see a lot of focus on back to basics. We're doing a foundation of kindness across this entire district. I'm expecting that every school shows us very overtly what they are doing to expect that, to model it, and to teach it. And so I think that's a foundation for getting kids back after COVID and getting them into structure and routines. And really just, again, back to basics. How do we treat each other? And so you're going to see that focus in our district.
Well, we want to thank you for joining us, and we wish all of the students a great and successful year. Thanks for all you do. We'll see you real soon. Thanks.
Absolutely. Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.